Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a fascinating paper that delves into an enhanced biosensor made possible through the synergy of two remarkable materials, graphene and black phosphorus. This research outlines a five-layer surface plasmon resonance, or SPR, biosensor designed to detect low refractive index media with incredible precision. But what does that really mean? Let's break it down. Surface plasmon resonance technology has been a game-changer for analytical chemistry and diagnostics since the 1980s. Essentially, it allows scientists to measure changes in refractive indexes, which occur when biomolecules attach to surfaces, without needing any labels. This means researchers can study biological interactions in real time, maintaining the natural state of the molecules. Imagine observing how a virus interacts with a potential treatment without adding anything artificial to it. However, traditional SPR sensors have their limitations, particularly when it comes to detecting small molecules or operating across narrow ranges. That's where this new research becomes particularly interesting. The authors designed a sensor using a BK7 glass substrate and layered it with a silver film, a monolayer of graphene, a layer of black phosphorus, and finally the analyte, the sample being tested. Now, let's dig a little deeper into the findings. The combination of graphene and black phosphorus makes this biosensor sensitive enough to pick up very low concentrations of substances. The authors reported a maximum sensitivity of 300 degrees per refractive index unit, or RIU, at a specific refractive index of 1.35. This surpasses previously reported sensor architectures, making it potentially more useful for real-world applications, such as detecting proteins in health diagnostics or environmental monitoring. The team achieved such impressive sensitivity through a combination of techniques. They used electromagnetic simulations performed with COMSOL multiphysics, optimizing various structural parameters like the thickness of the silver, graphene, and black phosphorus layers. This allowed for a high degree of control over the sensor's performance. Specifically, they demonstrated that increasing the thickness of these layers could significantly enhance the sensor's electromagnetic confinement and detection capabilities. But the innovation doesn't stop there. They also integrated machine learning into the mix. By employing k-nearest neighbors regression, a machine learning technique, the researchers were able to analyze the data produced by their sensor more accurately. This model gave them a staggering R-squared value between 92% and 100%, indicating that the predictions closely matched the actual outcomes. Essentially, they've combined cutting-edge materials science with modern computational techniques to improve detection even further. Now, while the findings are exciting, it's always important to consider critiques from the scientific community. A review of the work highlighted several strengths, such as the clear methodology and the significant contributions this study makes to the field. Importantly, it acknowledges how well the methods are documented, which is crucial for reproducibility in scientific research. However, areas for improvement were also noted. For example, the authors could expand on discussions around potential limitations and future research directions. With that in mind, let's look at some of the additional considerations that come into play. One critical factor for this technology is the air sensitivity of black phosphorus, which can degrade when exposed to oxygen and moisture. The researchers suggest encapsulation techniques to maintain the integrity of the material during use, revealing the practical challenges that lie ahead. As we conclude today's discussion, the integration of graphene and black phosphorus in biosensing represents a remarkable advancement in the field. The potential applications, from clinics to environmental monitoring, underscore the significance of this research. In a world that increasingly relies on quick and accurate diagnostics, having a tool that can operate at such sensitivity levels could be truly transformative. So, there you have it, a fresh look into the development of an ultra-sensitive biosensor that pairs materials science with machine learning to tackle real-world challenges. It's always inspiring to see the innovative ways researchers are pushing the boundaries of what's possible in science and technology. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. Stay tuned to SciBud for more exciting science news, and until next time, keep exploring the wonders of the universe.